When considering the question of the mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvot of the Torah, to make a fence around the roof, there are two different places that you could codify this law, that you could take this law and record it within the Jewish sources. You could put it with the laws of the home and the household, or you could put it together with, as the Rambam does, together with the laws of safety. Now, Rabbi Abraham Danzig, who lived in the late 18th century, has a section in his book, Chaye Adam, called The Laws of Mezuzah and Roof Fencing. And you could almost imagine a perspective which says that a Jewish home is adorned with a mezuzah, and a Jewish home is adorned with a fence. So you could localize this law in that section and turn it into part of a sort of section of laws about things that a Jew does to their home. So you'd have a section called things a Jew does to clothing, right? Having tzitzit, not having a mixture of wool and linen. You could have a section of, I don't know, things a Jew does to their animal. And then you'd have another section, things that a Jew does to their home. And you could put it there. Rambam chose not to do so. The Rambam has a section about safety and puts the law of making a fence around the roof within his section of the laws of safety, which is an important shift because it basically says, don't think about this as a positive commandment, which is full of meaning, which is about a Jew marking the house as a Jewish house. No, the Rambam says, look at this mitzvah as related to safety. As we talk about this mitzvah this evening, the constant push and pull within this mitzvah will be these two poles. How much do we see this as safety? And it's not about roofs, and it's not about fences, and it's really just safety, safety, safety. And how much do we see this as more a law of a Jewish home? And there are rules related to a Jewish home, and this is one. With that opening question, we'll look at some of the laws of making a fence around the roof. Here in the, using as a jumping point, the 11th chapter of the Rambam's laws of Rotzeach u'Shmiras HaNefesh. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah say there is a positive commandment, La'asot Adam Ma'akeh Legago, for a Jew to make a fence around the roof. Shenemar, as it says, Ve'asita Ma'akeh Legagecha, you should make a fence around the roof. However, the Rambam continues, "Vehu shiyeh beit dira." It has to be considered a dwelling. "Aval beit ha'otzarot," but a storage house, "ubeit ha'bakar," and a barn, "v'chiyotzi bahen," and those kinds of things, "eino zakuk lo," do not require a fence because they are not dwelling places. Moreover, "kol bayit she'en bo arba amos l'arba amos," something which does not have 6 feet by 6 feet, does not have a ma'akeh, does not have a guardrail. Now, ask yourself, what do you make of the fact that a barn and a warehouse does not require a fence? If this was a law related to safety, should it matter what the structure is being used for? I wouldn't think so. And indeed, there are other sources which say a barn requires a fence around it and a warehouse requires a fence around it because the point here is safety. The Rambam's exclusion of a barn and a warehouse, the exclusion of a shed, right? If it's less than 6 feet by 6 feet, it's also excluded. Sounds like the Rambam saying this applies to a home. And maybe it should be seen less as safety, 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 and more a Jewish home is marked by having a fence as a way to remember our commitment to God or something of the sort. In the second halacha, the Rambam continues with some of these text cases, which could help us evaluate how much is this law about, you know, sort of conventional safety regulations, and how much this is about sort of a Jewish home. The Rambam writes, Bayit shel shnei shutafin, a house that is owned by two parties. In Boston, you have a number of times a condo association where they multiple condominiums in one building and they all share a roof. So chayavim b'maka, it is does require a fence. Shneamar, it says kipah nofel mimenu. We're worried that somebody will fall. Lo tala ela benofel. What matters is the risk that someone will fall, and not a legal formal requirement that the house be owned individually. Now, on this proposition as well, there is a debate. Just like in the first halacha, there was a debate about warehouses. Some people said yes, some people said no. There's a debate about this question as well. Some people say that a home that is not privately owned, that's owned by partners, does not require a fence. The Rambam says no, it's about safety. So it doesn't matter how many people own it. If it's a fence and there's risk, you need to make the fence. What's a little funny to me is that the Rambam seems to be contradicting himself. In the first halacha, the Rambam said, well, it's about your residential space, so it doesn't apply to a storage area. And now he says the reverse. He says, what really matters is risk, and therefore, even if it's owned by two partners, it still requires it. And then the Rambam continues back in the other decoration, the other direction, Imkein lama nemar gagecha. So why does it say your roof in the singular? L'mate bate knisiyos uvate midrashos tefisha enen asuya in l'dira. The Rambam says, oh yes, but a synagogue, which is not a residential space, does not require a fence around the roof. So the Rambam is really contradicting himself. About half of the issues, synagogue, study hall, barn, storage space, less than 6 feet, the Rambam is saying, this is a law about Jewish homes. If it's not a Jewish home, you don't make a fence. But then he turns to the other direction, and when he discusses and describes the matter of a house that is jointly owned, the Rambam says, well, we're going to be stringent because what matters is risk. And then he continues with another halacha, which seems to focus more on the risk assessment. If somebody lives in a basement apartment, like they have in New York City, you don't need to make a fence to keep people on the sidewalk from falling into the window well next to your basement apartment. The obligation to make a fence only applies from a roof and not inside. So here also, the Rambam is not seeming, he doesn't seem to be interested in risk. The risk of somebody getting injured would be the same, whether they're falling into your window well or whether they're falling off of your roof. The Rambam says it only applies to the roof. So basically, to summarize, the Rambam in Aleph and Beis seems to go in both directions. There are times that he says, the issue here is prevention of risk. If there's a risk, please make a fence. If there's no risk, you don't have to make a fence. And on other occasions, he says, this is a rule in Jewish housing. And therefore, I'm not really so concerned with what's more risky. I'm concerned with a set of formal requirements about Jewish housing. The Chazon Ish asks the question that as we are dealing with the two aspects of this law, a positive requirement to adorn a Jewish home with a roof, and also an issue of public safety, the Chazon Ish wonders whether both of these conceptual models are simultaneously correct. The first model of the positive requirement to adorn Jewish housing with roofs is correct on the level of a positive mitzvah to make a fence. Whereas the second consideration, the safety consideration, and avoiding danger and risk, is true as a negative commandment. The Chazon Ish essentially is willing to suggest that in all of the cases that we have thus far outlined, where the Rambam has exempted the roof from a fence, the Chazon Ish suggests that maybe all of those cases still have a negative commandment that a Jew is prohibited to leave an unsafe situation. And you might end up putting roofs in all of these situations, again, to avoid the lack, the risk to safety. Make a fence on the window well, make a fence, on the Beit Knesset, on the Beit Medrash, on the shed that's less than 6 feet. But those fences only exist to achieve the purpose of a negative commandment, not to allow risk to be in your midst. But the positive commandment is really limited to Jewish residential structures. Now, part of why the Chazon Ish makes this suggestion is that there is enormous confusion among the various authorities how tall the fence needs to be. The Rambam writes that gova hamaka ein pachot me asara tfachim. When one makes a fence, the fence must be 10 fistfuls tall. A fistful is about 3 to 4 inches, so 10 tvachim would be between 30 and 40 inches. 3 feet is 36 inches, so this would be about 3 feet tall. So the fence needs to be 3 feet tall, kadesh lo yupol mimenu hanofel, because if it's less than 3 feet, it's not going to achieve its purpose of keeping somebody from falling. Now, but there are other authorities who say that actually it only needs to be 3 tvachim. It only needs to be 1 foot tall. There are some sources and some authorities would say that, you know, the purpose of the fence is really to make sure that people don't go close to the edge, that people don't slip off of it. And therefore, as long as it's 3 tvachim, which is closer to 1 foot, that would be sufficient. So the Chazon Ish suggests that the reason why there are two measurements is that the structures that do not require, if you needed to do the positive commandment of making a fence, then it needs to be 3 feet high. But to avoid the negative commandment, it only needs to be 1 foot high. Essentially, the Chazon Ish is suggesting that there's two mitzvahs, a positive commandment and a negative commandment, and they apply to different locations. Negative commandment, all location. Positive commandment, only to homes. And that they have different, and included within them is different heights, 1 foot for the negative commandment and 3 feet for the positive commandment. The Rambam, part of the Chazon Ish's conceptual model is somewhat based on the Rambam, as the Rambam continues. If you allow your roof to remain without a fence, bitel mitzvah aseh, the person has failed to perform a positive commandment, ve'avar alo taseh, and violated a negative commandment, shnemar v'lo tasim damim b'veitecha, and you should not cause blood in your house. That's a negative commandment, not to allow blood to be spilt in your house. There's no lashes for this because you didn't do anything. You only get lashes for a negative action that you do, a negative action. However, as far as, you know, violating the Torah, one does violate the Torah. And that seems to be more expansive than the positive commandment, says the Chazon Ish. It's amazing. It comes out that Dvarim, chapter 22, verse 8, is one pasuk with two mitzvahs. There's nearly 200 chapters in the Chumash. There are thousands of psukim in the Chumash. This pasuk has two mitzvahs in it. A positive commandment to make offense, and a negative commandment not to allow risk to spread in one's home. The more you see this law as related to safety, the harder it is to understand why the Torah is even talking about fences around roofs. Because if I said that the purpose of this mitzvah is to encourage Jews to have safe communities, the Torah should have just said, have safe communities. Why specify, why mention the fence around the roof if your whole focus basically is safety? The advantage of bifurcating the positive from the negative, it allows you to create a negative commandment, which is expansive in scope, in that it relates to sort of all issues of safety, while still having a positive commandment, which is limited in scope, which deals only with the fence around the roof. The Rambam struggled with this. In his book of mitzvot, the Sefer HaMitzvot, which the Rambam wrote first when he was younger, the Rambam writes, there's a positive commandment to build a safe house. And included in that is building a roof. Namely, in his book of mitzvot, he made it all about safety. But there's a lot of pressure in understanding the mitzvah that way, because the Torah didn't say be safe. The Torah said make a fence around your roof. And when the Rambam wrote Mishneh Torah, he seemed to have gone in the opposite direction, that the positive commandment is basically just focused on the fence around the roof. And then the Chazon Ish sort of marches in and says, so maybe the solution is to say that the positive commandment is narrow in scope. It's about fences and roofs. But the negative commandment is sort of this catch-all, which covers all areas of risk. And the there's actually an interesting debate among the much later authorities, which tries to test this question, whether the positive commandment is limited to only fences and roofs, or whether the positive commandment is, you know, somewhat more expansive. There's a book called the Maserav, which is a small pamphlet of things that Rav Eliyahu of Vilna, the Vilna Gaon, did. And the 100th entry of this was that if one has a well in the backyard, one has to make a fence around the well and to recite a blessing. Now, the recitation of the blessing is a signal that there's a positive commandment to do this, because we only recite blessings on things for which there is a positive commandment. So the Vilna Gaon is saying that even the positive commandment of making fences is not limited to roofs, and it can be expanded, and a fence around the well should also be included. But Rabbi Avram Danzig, who lived a little bit later than the Vilna Gaon, says no. You only recite a blessing if it's a fence around the roof. If it's a fence around the well, that's not what was included in the positive commandment. So there's, you know, we've been debating for a long time exactly this question. To what extent are we dealing with a narrow positive commandment about fences around roofs? And to what extent are we dealing with a more expansive obligation to commitment to safety? The Rambam in Halacha Daled struggles with this as well. Because right after he told you in the first three halachot of all the places that you don't have to make a fence around the roof, the Rambam then says, Echad Agag, whether we're talking about a roof, V'yachad kol davar sheyesh bo sakana, v'ra'u shekeshal bo adam v'yamut, or for that matter, anything that is risky, k'gon shehayta lo be'er, like if somebody had a well, a bore, or a cistern. A well is to access subterranean water. A cistern is, you know, collects rainwater. Bein sheyesh bo mayim, whether it has water now. Bein she'ein bo mayim, there's no water right now. Chayav lasos chuya gvoa asara tfachim, you have to make a barrier. Ola sos lo kisui, or to cover it. So somebody will not fall into it and perish. So in Halacha Daled, the Rambam seems to be sort of almost taking back everything that he had said in the first few halachot, to say that You know what? Anything that's at risk, we are obligated to address, and seemingly not bound anymore by the earlier limitations that it has to be a home and a residential structure, etc. The Rambam is now at the moment that he wants to transition between the localized laws of the fence around the roof, and he wants to move to the more general issue of protection. Here the Rambam says, V'chein kol michshol sheyesh bo sakanat nefashot, whenever there is a possible danger, mitzvah say there's a positive commandment, lehasaro, to remove it, ulishamer mimenu, and to be careful, lizaher badavar yafeh yafeh, to be very yafeh, to be very careful about the matter. Notice, though, that the Rambam said that this is a positive commandment. He didn't say, as the Chazon Ish suggested, that there is an expansive negative commandment of safety. He says that there is a positive commandment to be safe. But it's very hard to take the pasuk about roofs and make that pasuk into the proof text for being safe, because that's talking about roofs, not generic safety. And here's the Rambam's proof text, which is shocking to read. Ne'amar, as it says, Hishamar lecha, be careful, ushamor nafshecha, and guard your soul. The Rambam is not learning this from the roof, but this pasuk has absolutely nothing to do with what we are talking about. The Minchas Chinuch asks all of the questions that I'm about to ask, and they are many. The Minchas Chinuch says, can you please read the end of that verse? Here's the full verse. Hishamar lecha, be careful, ushmor nafshecha ma'od, and guard your soul greatly. Lest you forget the things that your eyes saw, they should never leave your heart. You should never forget the giving of the Torah and Mount Sinai. The Minchas Chinuch says this proof text is not a valid proof text to teach safety. It's talking about the moment of the Jewish people receiving the Torah at Sinai, an obligation to remember Sinai. Now, right, so in this context, Shmor Nafshecha does not seem to mean protect your, you know, breath, protect your safety. It just, Shmor Nafshecha, guard yourself. It's not about, Nafshecha, he means, doesn't, it's not the object. Sort of protect the object, your soul. Shmor nafshecha means like, be careful. Now, the Rambam knows that this proof text is not a valid proof text because the Rambam was so careful to be meticulous whenever the Rambam counted mitzvahs. And there is no mitzvah in the Rambam's book of mitzvahs to do things that are a positive commandment to act in a way that's safe. Because the Rambam knows that this is not a valid proof text, because that's not what this verse is talking about. In the Talmud, the argument that this verse means that you have to be safe does appear in the Gemara and Brachos, but it's in the voice of a non-Jew, or a heretic. Well, it's not clear, but it sounds like a non-Jew. A non-Jew goes to a Jewish rabbi and says, doesn't it say in the Torah that you have to, you know, be safe, and quotes this pasuk. So as the Minchas Chinuch says, we are not obligated to assume that this is a positive commandment just because a Gentile seemed to have erroneously understood the verse. Even if the Rambam is right that this should be the source, a source text, a proof text for engaging in safe behavior, it should be a negative commandment, because we have a principle in Judaism that whenever the word shamor appears, it indicates a negative commandment. Now we say on Shabbat that shamor in Yom HaShabbat, in the second version of the Ten Commandments, refers to the negative commandments of Shabbat. So I can't explain to you
how the Rambam got this. The end of the halacha reads well. If you didn't, remove hazards, avara belotasim damim, you violated the negative commandment not to cause blood to be spilt in your house. Well, I understand that. But the language of the negative commandment, lo tasim damim, don't allow dangerous things to happen, that is a very expansive language. And we can argue, as the Chazon Ish did, that the negative commandment is very expansive and covers pursuing safety in the general. But that the positive commandment here, that there's a positive commandment for general safety to be derived from Devarim Dalet, I don't really see that. And to some extent, we're stuck. If we want to have a positive commandment to engage in safe practices, it can't be the verse of building a fence around the roof because that's too limited. And it can't be the verse of protecting yourself, as we see in Devarim Dalet, because that is talking about, protecting yourself in a spiritual sense from forgetting the moment of Sinai. And it's not about, physical health. There doesn't seem to be a verse, a positive commandment to engage in safe behavior. Now, I'm content to go to sleep at night and to say it's a negative commandment, because the truth is, if there's a negative commandment, that requires you to be safe, a negative commandment that requires you, to listen to what the doctors tell you to do, coronavirus guidelines, it's fine for me if it's a negative commandment. It doesn't need to me to be a positive commandment. But the Rambam here says it's a positive commandment, but commentaries struggle mightily to try to figure out how this positive commandment would be connected to a verse. So there's a speculation here, right, that the Rambam, both as a physician, but even if he wasn't a physician, his sort of outlook to life in general was very concerned about health, and there's like a desire to raise the profile of matters related to health. And in Hilchot Deot, which are the Rambam's laws of ethics, there's a whole chapter all about diet and the like, sleep regimens, diet regimens. So you do see across the Rambam a commitment and an interest in safe behavior. And so, there's a speculation as to sort of why the Rambam wanted to raise the profile of this into becoming a positive commandment. So to summarize, I'm totally comfortable with the idea that the Torah wants us to be healthy, but the Chazon Ish's approach really speaks to me a lot more, that the negative commandment is the expansive one that requires us to be healthy, and to limit the positive commandment just to the fence around the roof, which is one, specific expression of health and safety, which is limited to Jewish housing. That's more of my intuition. And the Rambam, felt that it should be more and includes it as a positive commandment. And again, there's some confusion in the Rambam as to whether the positive commandment comes from Devarim chapter 4, which we outlined some of the challenges, or whether the Rambam has an expanded reading of the fence law, as seems to be what he argues in the Book of Mitzvot, and that is the source for the positive commandment to be healthy. Whether it's positive commandment or negative, and whatever the verse is, everyone should always be healthy and follow the important values of the Torah, that we should live our lives responsibly and in health.